So, Mario, you again trying to get some patients out just so we can kind of get a feel for these new agents. You have a 68-year-old retired dentist who was on an Orterin Ultral. Can you tell us about this patient?
Yeah, this is a 68 years old retired dentist who had a radical prostatectomy, a biochemical relapse, a short PSA doubling time, rapid rise, was started on hormonal therapy and received the conventional gonadotropin, was on LHRH agonist, and then was placed on antiandrogen when his PSA rose. And then upon progression, he was sent to us. And so he had a non-metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. And we offered him a clinical trial with Orterin without steroids. And that was Rob Dreis's trial. And the gentleman had an initial PSA response from a 35 to a 3 nanograms per mL nadir, and then began to rise again. And at that time, a few months later, about 6 months later, he developed radiological evidence of disease progression.
Now, what was his quality of life while he was on the Orterin?
Was very well. I mean, in my experience, of course, is without comparing it, had with prior use of ketoconazole along with hydrocortisone or the abiraterone with prednisone, I think that the lack of steroids in that combination, especially if you're going to use it for a certain period of time, may be an important piece because it reduces toxicity. And this drug was fairly well tolerated in that setting. And as we saw, the PSA decline is something that we could see with other CYP17 inhibitors or other endocrine approaches in that setting.